USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court, Twitter not commenting on the case. To the Midwest now, where there's a deadly flood emergency. At least 3 people killed in Nebraska and in Iowa. One man, 50 years old, trying to rescue people stranded in their cars, killed. An 80-year-old woman killed as floodwater fills her house. More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Dallas, Texas, former President George W. Bush welcoming immigrants to America at a naturalization ceremony at the Bush Institute. 50 people from 22 countries sworn in. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
51 immigrants became U.S. citizens during a naturalization ceremony at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas, Texas. Former President Bush as a reminder regarding immigration.
Amid all the complications of policy, may we never forget that immigration is a blessing and a strength.
Bush also tells the Dallas audience that the debate on immigration can get pretty sharp, and he also encouraged everyone to vote as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 65 points to close at 25,914, the NASDAQ up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
USA News for your health now, here's John Clemens.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A well-known scientist returning to host a pair of TV shows, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to be returning to TV soon after National Geographic and Fox concluded an investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct made against him by two women. Cosmos, Possible Worlds, and Star Talk have been in limbo for months. Nat Geo launched the investigation after the website Patheos reported the two women had accused Tyson of inappropriate behavior. But now in a statement, National Geographic says the investigation's complete and we are moving forward with both Star Talk and Cosmos. Nat Geo and Fox declining to make any of the findings of their investigation public. It's unclear if Tyson will remain with the programs, either one of them, beyond their scheduled airings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.